The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
You know what? I get this. Some people struggle thinking about God as a father because of their own dad. Mm-hmm. Like you maybe had a terrible dad or no dad or awful dad. But you know what? God is not a reflection of your dad. He isn't. This should be really good news. He's totally not. He's the truth. God is the truth about fatherhood.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
It is. It's a huge help. Maybe to you and your own background. Maybe you had a great dad, which is awesome. But what Jesus reveals, he reveals what kind of father, Abba, he uses the term daddy, father, God is. And he reveals that God is powerful and he's near us. And he forgives, and he protects us. All of these things.
That's good news, Brant.
It's very good news, but that's the best picture of fatherhood because that's who he is. We have a weird culture. We really do, in so many different ways. And one of them is, honestly, one of them is the idea that whatever I believe to be true is true for me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's true. Just whatever I believe, whatever you believe is true. Like if I now believe that X is Y, then X is Y.
And what also is weird is that we don't think that that's going to cause a problem.
It's causing all kinds of problems. if you think about it too, okay, so whatever I believe is true for me, all right, so it's true because it's true for me. Therefore, it makes it true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, then I'm infallible.
That's right.
Because everything I believe is now true. I am infallible. Can't be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I believe is true, which is weird too, because there are times, quite frequently, where I think I parked my car, and I believe I parked my car.
Yes.
Car's not there. Car's in another place, somewhere else, a few aisles over,
right,
or maybe on the other side of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So objective reality seems to be, it's what Dallas Willard says, reality is what you run into when you're wrong. You ever drop your phone? I mean, most people have dropped their phone, right? So I get that. A little surprised though, this study about how often people drop their phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 times a week. The average American drops their phone on the ground.
That makes sense.
4 times a week on the ground?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not 4 times a day, 4 times a week.
That is the...
Really?
We're the fumblingest people on the...
Yeah.
I was... Okay, so you're out there dropping your phone.
I do.
All right. I thought I was really clumsy, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once every month?
What?
Drop it on the ground?
You?
My phone? I mean, I dropped it in the lake the other day, but that was...
that wasn't the ground.
That wasn't the ground. We sure like to be in control. We do. We like to pretend we're in control. That's where superstition comes from.
What?
I still saw more than half of Americans won't walk under a ladder because they think
You're controlling your fate.
Yeah, you're controlling the fate.
Okay.
You're controlling the universe. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be free of that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said people that, and this is consistent through the Bible, like there are bad people good things happen to, and there are really good people that bad things happen to. So that's a release from superstition.
Mm-hmm.
You don't control things like that. You're not in control. One thing, though, is true, and he made this very clear, too, and it's all the way through scripture as well. Like, evil people will never get to experience the peace and the joy that you will. They may get the rainfall on their crops or whatever, or just like somebody who's a good person, like all that. But when it comes to peace and joy lasting, they don't get that. You may not believe this, but I'm going to tell you something. If I called my son Justice or my daughter Julia, they're grown up, so they're out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
If I called them and said, Justice or Julia, I got you a ticket. I need you to go to Toronto tomorrow, just to randomly pick a city.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to go to Toronto tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, why?
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll understand, but I need you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think their response would be? Their response would be that they would do it.
Yeah, because they trust you.
Because they trust me.
Yeah.
Because they trust me. So I point that out because you may think that's really weird, but it's not because they've got a track record with me,
and
right?
You have a track record with them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean with them.
Yeah.
And so they're going to trust me. They'll be like, I don't get it, but if my dad says this is going to make sense, it's going to make sense. because I've seen this. I mean, anyway, I wanted to bring this up because it's hard for a lot of people to relate to God, and I understand that, but a relationship with God looks like that. Okay, so it's a trusting response to a known love. I know he loves me, so I trust him. I know it. So is the whole Karen thing played out yet? Can we be done with that whole thing?
I don't think it's done yet. I mean, I'm not perpetuating it, but I think that it's still there.
Man. So here it says Karen's. Uh-huh. Makes me a little bit sad. I suppose it's supposed to be funny, but okay. I don't know. It says Karen's who are using dating apps to meet people.
Oh, their names are actually Karen.
Yeah. No, they're actually Karen.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a huge number of people that aren't, their matches are way down. People don't want.
Oh, no.
Just because your first name is Karen.
That's a shame.
It is. That's what I thought. So. And there's people, in truth, I was with my friend Mike the other night. He wanted to speak to the manager at this food place we're at. And then I remembered Michael Jordan complaining about everything in that one show.
And so now it's all Mike.
Well, you're just going to start doing this. It's not fair. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. They like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Thank you for listening to this show. We are honored you're listening to this station. And please know this. Like, we like to talk about who Jesus is and the kingdom of God and all of that. Mm-hmm. But if you think our goal is like, they're trying to make me a better person or morally reformed, actually not. Mm-hmm. Don't have any interest in controlling you or making you anything. However, we're very thankful we get to talk about this. And I'm just sharing stuff, and Sherry will do this too, but I just come here sharing stuff I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. So I will move on to controlling you after I thoroughly control me, but I've not even gotten close yet. So please know that's not on our agenda. This isn't about manipulating people or making you do anything. It's about talking about the best news ever, in our opinion, in our experience, and learning about him and then just kind of sharing it real time with you. If you're doing a holiday gathering, it's very important to have social skills.
That's true. Okay?
I've learned this, and I haven't always had them, but I've learned them. That's the thing. And so I pass this on to especially younger guys who look up to me and they want to know about how to do it. Mm-hmm. So guys, I will do maybe a little role play here with Sherry. It'll be like a holiday gathering.
Okay.
And
is this like work or something?
No. Okay, let's say it's just gathered with friends for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, how would we start a conversation? Yeah, you would say.
I could say, hi, Brant, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long.
Leeches have 32 brains. They do. A leech's internal structure is amazing. It's actually cut in 32 different departments. And can you guys pass the gravy?
Brant.
32, each one has its own brain. So there's no other creature like that.
You are telling young men to bring up leeches?
So that's
at holiday gatherings?
That's how.
And that's what makes them smooth? Well,
smooth is a relative.
Yeah, sort of, incredibly relative.
It's in the eye of the beholder, is it not? Just learn something. You know, there's a scripture that says we're supposed to speak the truth in love. Mm-hmm. And that's in there. And I've heard that a lot where people are like, I need to get on Facebook here and weigh on these comments. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak the truth in love. We're supposed to speak the truth in love. Actually, the context of that scripture isn't about you need to weigh into every issue. Mm-hmm. It's about as you grow up, you'll be able to speak the truth in love. So it's not, it's like, it's about maturity, mm-hmm. but it's not about I have to speak out on every single
someone always has to hear from thing. Me in love,
right?
Yeah,
and we unfold our mobile pulpit and set it up and be like, hey, I have to speak right now. I mean, I'm not saying don't speak, mm-hmm. but it's kind of a tyranny if you feel like you have to speak on every single thing. No, you don't. Okay, prepare to be shocked in a very interesting and rated G way, because I'm a shock jock, okay? So that's how I earn my living and put groceries on the table for
by
the family.
Not by being a shock jock.
Yeah.
If that was the only thing.
No, this is, okay, it's not the only thing. Okay. I supplement it with writing books and stuff,
okay,
but also shock jock. So this is true. I read this. I'm like, yeah, that's really true. Mm-hmm. Think about this. A lot of the legends, historically, we get like fire-breathing dragons or whatever, are from a time before we had glasses. I mean, if you think about that, that's pretty... Before humans had developed like eyeglasses.
So what?
So a lot of the mythology and legend, maybe we just... People just couldn't see. They thought they were just... You know what I'm saying? Like they couldn't see that well. So that's where our like...
What were they looking at thinking
maybe,
they were looking
maybe
at
a giant,
dragon and they
know,
didn't
big
have
dog
glasses
or
on.
Something and they saw steam coming from somewhere and they didn't have glasses on.
If only so I like, had glasses, I would know that that dog is actually...
No, they didn't say that. They thought they saw whatever and then they wrote it down.
This is that's how you're making a living?
I know. Well, it's a hard...
It's a hard road.
It's a hard road. And I just want you to know, you guys, Maria. That I... no, here's one. Here, there we go. I'm gonna set out like a little hat and then upside down, and then you can drop by and I'll shock you with something like that. And I'll work on it.
Okay,
I'll get better.
Good.
And better over time, and then hopefully your tips will be appreciated. You have probably already realized this, but sometimes it takes me a little while with this. But as an adult, I've learned and am learning more and more that my relationship with God is not a private thing. Mm. It's just not. It can't be a private thing. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Because we interact with other people. I interact with other people. It affects how I grow as a person, how I react either lovingly, patiently, kindly, strongly. You know, it affects who I am as a man for everybody else around me. And conversely, if I'm not growing with him, like that affects my family. It affects my wife principally and then outward from there. But I don't do the things that I should have done. Mm-hmm. I'm not the guy that I should have been. It's things that don't get done, not said, like who I'm not. Like there's no way. We'd like to think that some like our, oh, that's a private thing. It's never totally private. Very important at Thanksgiving, at the meal, that you come to the holiday gathering with some kind of killer joke. It's very important
it's not
for that.
Important.
No, it is.
It's
in 2020, not. Especially this year with all the...
We're just happy to see each other and just be together. Why do we have to have a...
Somebody's got
to
have a good joke to make up for all this other stuff. So, I have one.
Oh, okay.
And you can. I'm giving you... License to use.
I was
going to
ask. You're encouraging people to use this specific joke.
Yeah, so it's actually a knock-knock joke. So it goes like this. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
It's Steve. Can you let me in?
It's Steve. Can you let me in? Who?
No, it's just Steve. Can you let me in? That's all. So what it does is it turns the joke like inside out, basically upside down, sort of. Like you it's unexpected, and that's why it's so funny.
Hey. So you think that that's going to help with everything we've been through in 2020?
I did think that. And now, judging by how it's gone here,
I
need to retool. Something awesome is going on. I need the music. I think it stirs the... There we go. Yeah. It's a showdown between me and Team Brandt and Team Sherry.
These are three people.
And we want you to weigh in on one.
I'm Team Sherry.
You're right.
Yes.
Okay, hang on a second. The showdown has begun between Team Brandt.
Just wanted to get clarification.
And Team Sherry.
Yes.
Not between me and Team Brandt.
This is starting off really well.
I don't want to triangulate with my own team. That's the key.
Yeah, that is.
To
winning.
Success.
Yeah.
Here's what's going on. So, you know, Giving Tuesday is coming up, or hope you do, and who knows when you're actually listening to this part of the podcast or whatever, but we are asking you to give to Cure and help pay for surgery. Specifically, these are kids with hydrocephalus. So these are babies who have water on the brain. It happens at a much higher incidence rate in the area, like in Uganda. And each surgery costs about $1,000. We know you may not be able to do that, although it's awesome if you want. But just pulling our money together, we'd hope to pay for 250 surgeries. It'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. It's life-saving. And I've told people this, there's no exaggeration. I've been to the hospital, met these moms, know these babies, know their situations. It's such desperation. It's such a beautiful representation of who Jesus is, to heal these kids and relieve these parents of the moral guilt of thinking that it's because they did something wrong. Mm-hmm. And now, instead of having a funeral, they have a baby that comes home.
And I've seen the videos of the moms who, you don't know what's happening to your baby, right?
No.
And then when you walk into the ward, and it's just a bunch of babies that look like your baby.
Big-headed baby convention, yeah, going on the floor.
Yeah, and then the moms kind of connect on that.
Oh, they
do.
Way. It's the sweetest thing. So we thought if we would do this, Team Brant versus Team Sherry. Whoever you give to, it's going to go to that cause. Mm-hmm. If you want to do $1 or $10 or $10,000 or whatever.
Now, if you're doing $10,000, make sure that you do that for Team Sherry.
Brant, because
Team
Brant.
The important thing is I want to make sure
you're
everyone
you're already aligning yourself with Cure, which I think is great, but you also want
to
align yourself with somebody who's really cool. And so if you want to do that.
For a
coolness standpoint,
really,
you would want to go, okay, I want to be on Team Brant because this team is cool. It has all the cool stuff. So by the way, it's interesting. I just looked at the scoreboard. Team Sherry was ahead.
Uh-huh.
Oh, until a few minutes ago when Team Brant just took the lead.
Really?
Yeah, somebody just made a donation on there.
I saw you on your phone.
Huh.
So what I'm going to ask.
It was very easy.
Without looking at the scoreboard, was it you that gave to your own team?
Team Brant has leapfrogged ahead. Who gave to Team Brant?
Doesn't matter.
Neither here nor there.
I think it matters.
Doesn't matter.
Name the person.
The scoreboard.
Thank the
scoreboard.
Person.
Scoreboard. I'd like to thank this person from, looks like Florida.
Florida, okay.
So, anyway.
Does it say their name there?
Have fun with it. Let's heal kids together. It does say their name, but that's not the point. It's not about names.
I think it is.
A little bit.
We put the names there, we think. And it's Team Brant, Team Sherry.
So, it is about our names, and that it's Team Brant and Team Sherry.
So, Brant is giving
his
own team.
Join your team.
All right.
Jump in. Just go to cure.org. We would love to hear from all the podcast people. Thank you for listening. If you can't, you can't. But, man, this is fun and pure joy to be able to not only heal these kids, save their lives, and be a blessing to people.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.